This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 408 for Thursday, May 25th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Thursday as growing losses in global crude oil prices are putting pressure on the vegetable oils. At the final settlement, the July canola contract gives up $11.90 at $686.20 per ton, and new crop November loses $5.60 at $655 per ton. With that drop in crude oil, gains in Chicago soy oil have pulled back from earlier highs but are still supportive of canola. More support for the Canadian oilseed is coming from upticks in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Declines in Chicago soybeans and soy meal weigh on values. A trader says the spec funds are pushing around the crush margins, but otherwise there are no big drivers in the canola market right now. Spring planting continues across the prairies. Saskatchewan reports overall seeding progress is at 68% complete. On Thursday afternoon, the Canadian dollar is lower at 73.38 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 73.63. It was something of a tough week for United States export sales. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports old crop soybean sales of 115,000 tons, but only 1,100 tons in new crop, but both were within trade expectations. Soy meal export sales fared better, with more than 341,000 tons of old crop and nearly 51,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil sales are 6,200 tons. U.S. corn export sales incur net reductions of 75,000 tons of old crop, while new crop sales are 52,000 tons. Wheat sales see a net reduction of 45,000 tons of old crop, but net sales of more than 245,000 tons of new crop. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday. The July contract is down a half cent at $13.24 per bushel. July soy oil rises more than a half cent at 48.52 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $5 at $397.20 per short ton. Corn is mixed, with its July contract up 3.5 cents at $5.91 per bushel. Oats are higher, with its July contract rising 6 cents at $3.36. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago July sheds 2 cents at $6.04. Kansas City July adds 6 cents at $8.18. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July advances 7 cents at $8.06. A reminder that the U.S. markets will be closed on Monday for Memorial Day. Trading will resume that evening. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, May 25th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.